Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Darryl Jackson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rennie Martin. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Martin. Wilfong moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Wilfong scores. Smalley moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Washington. Smalley moves to third. Landreau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smalley scores. Landreau scores. Cubbage moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to third. Adams moves to second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Adams moves to third. Sofield moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wilson steals third. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 4-1, Twins. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Way then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. White reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Weiniger trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Adams moves to third. Sofield moves to second. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Sofield scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Gary Christensen now pitching. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Chalk is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Wilson reaches second base with a double. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Edwards pinch hits for Ken Landreau. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-2, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing center field. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Akins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sofield hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Way then. Sofield reaches second base with a double. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell hits a line drive towards third. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing left field. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Chalk goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3 Twins. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Way then hits a pop-up towards first. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chalk fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Baksik now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wade then. Morales reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morales moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Jackson moves to third. It's 11-3, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jackson scores. Castano moves to second. It's 12-3, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eastwick fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilfong for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Aikens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aikens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aikens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Frank White. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Dave Chalk. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cubbage scoops it up and throws to first, with Baksik covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.